Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Ms. Shirley, please.
Speaking.
Ms. Shirley, good afternoon. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. Could you be so kind, Ms. Shirley, and share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation? I'll be as brief as possible, okay? Okay, Ms. Shirley? Would that be okay with you? Just a quick survey, okay?
No, it's okay.
Ma'am, I'll be as brief as possible, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it. Now, the first question, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
Don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Moving forward, what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
52.
Oh, you sound very young. I apologize. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed, other?
Hispanic.
You're Hispanic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number between 0 and 100. Critical race theory, or CRT.
Zero.
I'm sorry?
Zero.
Zero. What about public school teachers?
Zero.
What about Donald Trump?
100.
100. What about public schools?
Zero.
What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Zero.
What about your local school board?
Zero.
What about Black Lives Matter? Or BLM?
Zero.
Public charter schools?
50.
What about Joe Biden?
Zero.
Zero. Moving on forward, and I want to thank you for taking your time. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Worse.
Okay. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following topics? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important, 5, that is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all. Develop critical thinking skills.
10.
What about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
10.
Be ready for higher education like college?
0.
Develop social skills?
5.
What about grasp the academic basic of reading, writing, and math?
10.
What about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
0.
0. Okay, moving forward. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Nothing at all? Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know what that is. Critical race theory is.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
There is, I've read about, talk about it, but not in particular as what they're banning.
Okay, so would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay, now I'm almost finished here. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement, okay? A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with this?
No, teachers are allowed to do anything. It should be the parents. The parents should determine what's taught to the kids, and the parents should teach the kids.
Okay, so with this statement that I just read to you, about teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
And public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Completely disagree.
Okay. What about... I'm going to read you a list of ideas some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me, would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it? Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Completely disagree.
So you oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly oppose it.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
Strongly support it.
Okay. What about increasing teacher pay?
Support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation?
Completely disagree.
What about raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements?
Completely agree.
Thank you.
Strongly.
Moving forward. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Completely oppose.
So you strongly oppose this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Teles, I'm just going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
So they're saying that, they can change the history.
Would you like me to repeat it? I'll be glad to repeat
it. Sure.
Okay. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you think that this argument...
Zero.
Zero. Not at all convincing.
Nope.
Okay, what about last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Zero.
Zero. And those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Now, during the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
No.
So you disagree with this?
Mm-hmm.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And go ahead.
Strongly.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. So you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, now, Miss, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college, okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, disabled, student, homemaker?
Fully employed.
Okay.
I've always been full.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Wow. Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in the household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
No? And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal person?
Very conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. For each of them, now, just the last two questions are just For each of the following descriptions, I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Nobody in your home?
No.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide?
No.
Okay. And the last one is, how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, rural?
Hello?
Urban. Okay, Ms. Shirley. Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.